Once again, good morning and welcome to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Living our Catholic faith as we begin yet another week, our second week in existence. This is Mike Austin along with my wife, Lisa, over on mic number two.
Hello.
It's working, right?
It is working.
It's working and it's up and we're on. All right. Welcome aboard.
And I'm getting slap happy.
Monday morning. More coffee for everybody. All right. Today, we will be talking a little bit later on with Father Wood. Father Wood has accepted our invitation to be sort of our Latin Word of the Day expert. And so we have another on-location little interview with Father. I'm not certain what word he's going to have today.
Me either.
I haven't looked at the archives. So we can, that'll be coming up a little bit later on. Give us about 20 minutes or so to launch into that. And also, I don't know if you've noticed, if you're just tuning in, welcome. And if you've stayed with us a little bit last week, you noticed that we started a feature at night, right around 7:30 at night. It's Bedtime Stories with Mrs. Weigel. And Mrs. Weigel is just this gracious lady who records at her home, I think on her laptop.
I think so.
I'm not certain. She doesn't have any real fancy equipment or anything. She just reads a book right there into the microphone that happens to be in her laptop. But she does such a wonderful job.
She does.
She's very animated, and she puts character voices into the different... She's reading The Happy Hollisters right now. It's a book I didn't even know existed until...
She told us.
Yeah, until Mrs. Weigel came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to, number one, thank her because she does it for free. And number two, I didn't realize what a rousing success that would be. I thought, okay, this will be nice. Mrs. Weigel will read it. It's about 12 to 15 minutes, depending. Some days, a couple of nights last week was like 8 minutes. Short little stories, little chapters out of this book.
But it's interesting to listen to.
It draws you in.
It does. Friday night, we were all hanging out listening to Mrs. Weigel's story.
As a family?
Yeah.
And we all go, oh, what time is it? And even our kids, our children are the ones who really latched on. And they were, hey, we've got to stop doing whatever it was we were doing. We got to stop. And Mrs. Weigel's about ready to come on.
That's right.
And so we boot up the computer and we all sat in the living room listening to Mrs. Weigel's story. So,
and I like the little sound effects in the background and stuff, you know, all the natural stuff that's happening.
Oh.
Her turning the pages.
The thing is,
like that.
We don't mean to have sound effects in the back. You'll hear her dog bark, or you'll hear maybe her husband come walking in the back door.
Shoes.
Yeah. And the little scratch on the floor or something. Or you'll hear her turn the page of the book.
I like it.
But it's very, I don't know, it's just, you just got to tune in if you haven't. And so she's on right about 7:30, like I think we mentioned last week, that all
and
of
And that's
the,
every single day of the week, right?
Yes. All of the times are approximate that we have, because of with the software we use and stuff. For streaming, you can't get it real exact, but within a couple of minutes, the programs will come on. So by all means, tell your friends. And it's all the time. When I say 7:30... We got an email from a guy in New York or Florida? One of the two.
The email was from New York, and something on your phone was from
Florida.
Florida.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My thanks to my friend Dan Holman, which we'll get into that later. He threw out an email to a ton of traditional Catholics, and we got emails from New York, Florida. I think we got something from Canada. Folks in St. Mary's, hello. I know there's a bunch of St. Mary's folks, thanks to Father Novak. He's been walking around going, hey, you know my buddy Mike and Lisa, you know the big hair lady. That's Father Novak's amazing. So my thanks to all of you for tuning in. But anyway, where was I going?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Don't you wear a slap happy?
I am, yes, we all are. So anyway, speaking of... not knowing where we're going. How can you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? That's why we do this day in history.
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
We have our saint of the day coming up in just moments. Today is the 13th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2015. And this is the 194th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There's 171 days left till the end of the year. All right. 'Twas on this day, the 13th of July in 574, John III ended his reign as Catholic Pope.
1249 on this day. It was the coronation of Alexander III. He became the King of Scots.
And proceeded to beam everybody up.
Yes.
Beam me up, Scotty. No?
No, I don't think so.
Did he have a kilt?
Maybe.
I bet he did.
I bet he did.
Hey, get me a kilt. Or not. On this day in 1568, the Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral perfected a way, are you ready, to bottle beer. Yeah. Come on.
And in the year 1832, it looks like Henry R. Schoolcraft discovered the source of the Mississippi River.
What do you think he said? What he found? Did he follow the Mississippi River all the way up to its Lake Itasca in Minnesota? He got there and went, what happened to the river? Oh, this must be where it starts. Well, I'll be.
Good for him, Henry.
And then he says, I'm Henry Schoolcraft. Look what I found. By the way, what did they do before they bottled beer? They drink it out of a keg, I suppose.
I don't know.
Empty it out into a...
I haven't really thought about it.
Into a wooden mug. I think about that stuff. 'Twas on this day, July the 13th in 1836, the U.S. patent, after 9,957 unnumbered patents, U.S. patent number one came into being in the United States. They patented locomotive wheels.
Yee-hoo.
Yay.
And the last one.
Got one more? Oh, okay. I went too long. Imagine that. Me going too long.
Do you want me to say the last
sure,
one?
Yeah, why
not? Okay. Well, on this day in 1865, P.T. Barnum's museum burns right down.
Burnt right down to the ground.
Yep.
He had a bunch of sideshow stuff in there. P.T. Barnum. I mean, you know, Barnum and Bailey Circus, all that stuff. It's a very famous event. I think one of the big elephants, not Dumbo. Dumbo was Disney, wasn't it? Jumbo.
Yeah.
Was it Jumbo?
Could be.
Gumbo. He was a Cajun elephant. I don't know. Gumbo. Gumbo the Cajun elephant.
Are you serious?
No, I'm making that up, but we should get that made. Somebody talk to somebody and make... Anyway, the museum burned down. Welcome to your Monday morning, and welcome to... we will calm down and have a much more poignant show on the way. The Saint of the Day is coming up. We're also going to get to Father Wood's Latin Word of the Day. Oh, and we want to... we're going to bring the kids in and talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on here
but
on...
But they don't know it.
They don't know yet?
Mm-mm.
How do we know they're going to come in?
I just say you want to talk to them.
Your father would like to see you in the Magnificat radio studios immediately, children. Do we have an intercom system somewhere?
No.
We just call them up? All right. It's Mike and Lisa Austin, your morning tradition, here on Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio. Tell your friends, thank you for listening. We'll be back. We're going to talk about taking a summer vacation and how we often do that wrongly. Father LaRue wrote a little thing about this a while back. We're going to talk about that and more on your morning tradition. Good morning. I like that part. I like that part of this song where they whistle.
It is neat.
There's something about whistling that just elevates your soul a little.
You think?
I think so. Don't you think?
It actually reminds me of my dad.
See? And doesn't that elevate your soul?
Possibly.
See? Does your dad whistle a lot? I haven't noticed.
Yeah, he did when I was a kid.
Okay.
So every time that you do, it reminds me of my dad.
Really? I remind you of your dad. That's nice. He's a gentlemanly man. Something to look up to. Hi. Oh, hi. We're just talking amongst ourselves, and I just realized the microphones are on. It's time for us to be on.
It is.
Mike and Lisa Austin with the second little section of our show, your morning tradition here at Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. Our thanks to you for tuning in. And we had a suggestion from a gentleman. This is what I wanted to say last time. We got an email from a gentleman in New York State. I think it's upstate New York by Canada, up around John Venere's neck of the woods, I bet.
I think so.
So anyway, he made a number of good suggestions.
Yeah, he did.
And one of which was, I don't think we say enough that when we say things are going to happen at 7:30, at 7 o'clock, at 6 a.m., whatever, it's Central Time. We are officially on Central Time. Recording this show in the heartland of America, America.
That's right.
So we want you to know that we are on Central Time. So you'll have to kind of, you know,
adjust.
Do your own stuff. If you're out west in Idaho or
and maybe
if
that will change down the road where we'll have something and you can fix it yourself on the computer.
Yeah, we need to find our webmaster and see if there is a way that he can tweak that you can set it to your own time zone so that things happen.
Right.
On your time zone, but
right now it's Central Time.
You get what you get here at Magnificat Radio, ladies and gentlemen. So coming up later on, Father Wood here in just a few minutes is going to give us the Latin word / phrase of the day, in which we explore the Latin. We take a word, talk about the root word of it, where it comes from, what it means. Sometimes liturgical, sometimes not. I don't know what word he's going to use today.
Nevertheless, so, it's always interesting.
Right, and as we were talking about whistling and how relaxing that is. And just a relaxation in general. This is the time of year when we start talking about family vacations. I don't know about you guys, but I grew up. My dad took about 3 weeks from July into August, usually. I don't remember, it was always very hot. And we would take off, and he would get a camper, put it on the back of the pickup truck. He'd always rent this thing. It was a big day. When's Dad coming home? He's going to get the camper. Can we see what we got? Because it was always surprising.
Yeah.
What amenities did we get in the camper? It has a sink this time.
It has a toilet?
No. We never got one with a toilet.
Oh, really?
No, we always had to use a campground toilet.
Okay.
And it was always fun to just do that. And so many stories come out of that. And you have your own family stories, I'm sure. You were a big snowmobiling family, weren't you?
Yeah, we snowmobiled.
And then, of course, the story of your brother Paul tipping over in the canoe, losing the licorice. I'm sorry, rickorish.
Yeah, it's the rickorish.
So
the rickorish!
What I'm saying are all of these stories, every family has a family getaway story, whether it's a weekend, a day trip, or 3 weeks on the road. Sometimes we'd go out to California in a camper. The vacation taken in the correct way is efficacious to your soul. However, we have gotten away from taking vacay in the right way. How you like that?
That's cute.
Oh, thank you. Vacation time is exactly that. We vacate. And you may just take it to, a lot of people do, just to the, yes, I am vacating my job. I am getting away from my job. But then we plan so much activity, so much stuff into our vacation that we need a vacation from our vacation.
And that's not right.
No.
Because then you're not rested.
And that's the whole idea. And why do we want to be rested? Yes, of course. We have bodies that wear out during our job. Whether you have a physical job, a demanding job, or a mentally demanding job, and you sit at a desk. Maybe you're on a headset all day making sales calls. Maybe you have to drive around.
Yeah, but according to Father LaRue, our souls need much more rest.
I came across this years ago, and it's a letter to friends and benefactors from Father LaRue. This goes back to 2012, and in it, he talks about a good vacation. And the way we've gotten into what he calls self-seeking, we can't wait to tell our friends about our trip to Disney or the cruise that we went on. Have you ever noticed how many people take cruises today? Used to not be like that.
No, I don't.
Now everybody takes cruises. Everybody you talk to has been to, oh, what are you doing? We're going down to the Bahamas this weekend. Really? Well, we're going to Mexico. What are you doing? Oh, me and a bunch of the guys, we're going to Mexico. You what? And that never used to be that way. But we've become enamored with these trips away, these getaways, these vacations. And Father LaRue said back in 2012, and let me just read you some of this stuff, in peace, because of our heart could then harmoniously open itself to the grace of God. He's talking about doing a getaway to try and retreat a little. The life of man on this earth is still a battle, but this battle is the token of our peace, since it's an undertaken for the honor of Christ. For of his cross and of his blood. Our duty of state. We perform our daily duties.
Right, and that's the cross.
Which often can take its toll, yes.
Yeah, it can. And that's why you need to vacate and take a vacation and rest.
Father LaRue said, it is certainly convenient to take a vacation. It is right to have some physical relaxation. We must provide it for ourselves in the measure of our possibilities. But it serves a purpose only if it is the occasion for our soul to also rest, to take a breath, to restore itself. The soul is a precision machine. I love this. The soul is a precision machine, and we should treat it as such. Our bodies have suffered during the year, our souls much more.
Mm-hmm. I like what he says from St. Augustine. It says, that we should also read while we're on vacation, get more in touch with the soul and nurturing the soul.
Spiritual reading.
Mm-hmm. He said, especially the lives of the saints, the luminous examples, which, because grace is always fruitful, will lead us to say with St. Augustine, why would I be unable to undertake in my turn what they undertook? Hmm. I like that.
It makes you think and stop and pause and give thought to your vacation, your family vacation. Should you have time with your family that you just go crazy and just, you play a raucous game at some campground somewhere?
Sure.
By all means. We were talking a little while ago off mic about going to the beach. That's a tough one these days.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do. Just because of the things
just
that
avoid
happen.
It.
Well, and there was a story, was it Saturday, about a lady at the beach in Rhode Island, I think it was. All of a sudden, an explosion happened underneath the sand.
Really?
Just out of nowhere. You don't know what's going to go on. There was there's footage from St. Joseph, Michigan, where we used to live.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Beach, beautiful, pristine beach. People from Chicago go there. The 4th of July weekend was full of riots. Young people just drinking and going crazy, which never used to happen on Silver Beach.
Yeah, never.
So you can't, what I'm saying is we all know it's hard to trust places like the beach that you don't know what all manner of dress and things like that. So your vacation, yes. Activity, sightseeing. We went to a cave.
Cave of the Mounds.
A couple of weeks ago, yeah, with the kids.
Yeah.
But you also have to schedule time to do nothing. And we are so crammed full of activity in the modern world, doing nothing is hard. So make an effort.
It's slowing down. It's that slowing down that's hard for us to do.
Yeah. We worry, oh, what's going to happen if I slow down? The world's going to come to an end if I slow down. They can't do without me if I slow down.
No.
I must, and I must inject these experiences into my family's life. My children must have these experiences so that they, when they grow up, they can talk about all their experiences that I led them to.
But that's not growing, that's not nurturing and growing your soul.
Exactly.
For heaven and for God. I mean, that's what we're here for, right?
Right. And that was the whole purpose of Father LaRue's. That's what I got out of it. This paper he wrote back in 2012 about taking a vacation. He says, oh, and a retreat. He talks about retreat, which we spoke about the Cataldo retreat last weekend. We've got retreats going throughout the summer. Maybe you're planning on going
They're
on
efficacious.
One. Efficacious. Very efficacious.
And you can take your family.
He talks about the retreat. The retreat is salutary for the soul, says Father LaRue. In the beneficial calm of silence, the Holy Ghost seizes us and acts towards us as a good shepherd, lovingly taking in his arms the wayward sheep to give in its necessary care. And so, your family vacation, retreat a little bit, and definitely vacate. Sit in silence.
And that's how we live our faith.
Yeah. Sit in the woods if you're camping and look at those trees. Talk to your children about where they came from. Who made those trees? And listen to the crackle of the fire at night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
or even the sky in the universe.
Oh, when you're camping, look up at that night sky. You've done it. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those. The little angels up in the sky. It's beautiful. I had an aunt who used to say all the stars were the angels looking down on us.
Oh.
So, yeah, well, it's just, it's just happy times. Or sit and whistle, why don't you? Learn to whistle. Sit around that campfire.
It's relaxing.
In quiet. And whistle. vacate, all right? Taking a vacation. We're going to come back and maybe we can talk about the Latin word vacate. I don't know if that is that a Latin word. We'll find out from Father Lou, but we're not going to go there today. I don't know what word he's got. Vacation, though. Retreat a little bit. Mike and Lisa Austin, it is Magnificat Radio, your morning tradition. What are we doing, Lisa? We are living
our faith.
Our faith. Or helping to and helping you. Father Wood next, Latin word of the day.